Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being part of my 18th anniversary celebration. I have a great visit with Steve Forbes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Steve is the Chairman and Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, Forbes.com. Be sure to check that out, folks. It's a great website. You'll like it. Check out all of Steve's books, including a new one, Steve. Can we talk about that? Can you tell us what is? Can you name it and when it's coming out?
Sure. It's coming out in early December. The title is Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity.
All right.
And the three big issues we got to hammer.
Right. Well, and so you're going to be back on real soon, and we'll help you launch that book. We're looking forward to it. Speaking of part of that, all the things that you just described presumes a certain outcome in 2016, Steve. And it doesn't presume that Hillary Clinton will be elected president. So that leaves the Republican side, which we all know that's the side that you're on, and because you're a former presidential candidate back in the 90s and 2000. So who is the best person to take on the Democrats and to accomplish what your book wants to accomplish?
I feel like I'm in the dating game. I'm still looking.
You're still looking,
and,
huh?
Still looking. And that's why I think these debates are so informative. You start to get to know these people. And so I'm
But what do you like about what do you like about some of the candidates?
Well, I like the fact that people like Senator Cruz and Senator Rand Paul like a flat tax.
Yep.
I love the idea that all the candidates want tax simplification.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge change from the past.
They all want to repeal Obamacare.
They all want to repeal Obamacare. That is a good thing.
But here's the thing, though, Steve. They can't just. It's not enough to repeal Obamacare. You got to have an alternative, or it won't work. So the ones that want to repeal, do they also have an alternative?
They're putting them together, and
yep.
Jeb Bush has some ideas. That's what we discuss in the book, starting with having Medicare mandate that hospitals and clinics post prices of all their services.
Mm-hmm.
So an MRI, you can see who's charging what.
Right. This is called real reform, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to Obamacare.
Yes. Consumer reform.
Yes.
Pro-consumer,
mm-hmm.
Pro-patient.
Yep. So, all right, keep going. Now, if you had to pick a ticket right now from the Republican side that could be the strongest competitor to whoever the Democrats put up, who would it be?
Without you
endorsing anybody, who would you think?
Yeah, what you're seeing now is people saying they're seeing that Rubio is rising up, maybe VP or vice president, VP or president. Ted Cruz is coming up. People are taking a hard look at him. I think Christie's coming back again. He did very well in the undercard debate the other day.
Yep. Isn't it great how that undercard seems to how it seems to have some relevance? It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's how Carly Fiorina rose up, and I think Christie will rise up again.
What do you think about Carly?
I think she's proved herself to be enormously capable, very well-informed.
Yep.
At the very least, you're going to want her in the cabinet.
What do you think about What do you think about the Trump candidacy? Did that surprise you?
Well, it does, and I think it just underscores the success of Dr. Carson.
Yeah.
Of just how frustrated and angry people are at the political establishment.
Do you think the Donald could be dominated?
I don't rule, Jim. I've been so humbled by what I've seen. I don't rule anything out. Except Hillary winning.
Speaking of which, I've only got about a minute. Hillary is under a shadow right now because of the investigation into her affairs with Benghazi and with the email. Do you believe, Steve, that if the FBI finds indictable evidence against her. Do you believe that our government will indict the leading candidate of the Democrat Party?
I think we're seeing the answer unfold now. They're trying to ramp it down, and I think it would be improbable.
Knowing that there are people in jail right now who've done less than things that we know that she did, isn't that a chilling thing to think about?
It's politicized the Justice Department. Absolutely outrageous.
It's
sickening. I think that's going to be an issue after, especially when we get a new president. I think there are going to be investigations.
Can the Republicans beat Hillary in the next election?
I think the American people want to change. They don't like what's going on today. They know the world is falling apart. The economy stinks. Yeah. I think people want to change.
They want something new. Hey, I want something new for sure. Steve, thanks for being here. Thanks for all your support.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.